Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, today I'm going to play you the last instalment of the Strathbogie Story Towns podcast. In the past, we've played stories about each of the Strathbogie towns, Avonall, Euroa, Longwood, Ngambie, Ruffy, and Strathbogie itself. And you can find all of those stories about the different towns in a special playlist on our SoundCloud channel on the internet, of course. But today we're going to be playing the story focusing on the tracks and trails throughout the Shire, which is great listening for this holiday period.
Hey everyone, Jared here from Storytowns. Now this podcast here, this is a special one. This is all about the tracks and trails throughout the Shire of Strathbogie. This part of the country is perfectly located in the heart of Victoria. Strathbogie is dotted with many places to escape into nature and has many ample tracks and trails. You can experience the grandeur of the recently protected Strathbogie Forest on Clio's track or encompass the Seven Creeks track, which passes through floodplain riparian woodlands, or take a slow ramble towards the peak of the Golden Mountain on the Golden Mountain walking track. And on this trail, you'll be walking along old logging tracks, passing large moss-covered granite boulders, eucalyptus and tea tree thickets. At the summit of this trail, you'll be rewarded with magnificent views both to east and west. Amongst these scenic adventures, you can take a drive up to Greytown. As you drive into town, try to imagine that 20,000 people once lived here. The town took off when gold was discovered in 1868. People flocked from everywhere hoping to find their fortune. The town had butchers, bakeries and banks and many hotels. But today, they're all gone. The town was originally called Spring Creek. It then became known as Moorabool before it was named Greytown in 1869 in honour of Wilson Grey, a local member of Parliament. Sean Matthews knows a thing or two about Greytown. He is the secretary of the Strathbogie Landcare Group and he's mapped the tracks and trails in the Strathbogie Ranges. Greytown and the entire region is a top spot for bushwalking.
The whole region's got all sorts of reserves and natural wonders to engage with, and when we came up here about 12 years ago, I was pretty keen on bushwalking and cycling and the like, and I was looking at the local hiking maps and things and found a whole lot of white space.
So Sean set about filling in the white space, having worked with the Strathbogie Shire Council to enable people to get out and about and enjoy the tracks and trails. A bushwalk is great for the soul, with plenty of other benefits.
Physical fitness, lifestyle, that's part of the Strathbogie Shire Council's plan as well, that improvement of lifestyle. You know, obviously, if you get ecotourism businesses happening in a region, you get improved employment, you generate economic revenue, all sorts of flow-on effects for other businesses. So there's no downside. You get people out into these environments and they value them and they see where areas are degraded and they report them and become advocates for the conservation of places and improvement of habitat. So every way I look at it, it's good.
And Sean was telling me the Strathbogie Ranges is perfectly located if you're coming from Melbourne.
One of the things that people don't really know about the region is that the Strathbogie tableland is literally a granite massif, which is the equivalent of the Grampians. But it's only 90 minutes from Melbourne. You know, we've got all these people bypassing central Victoria and they can get it all here 90 minutes from Melbourne. You can come up here for a day from Melbourne and you can get that experience walking on a mountain bike. This is the place to come for those sort of experiences when you want to really get out of town and really get lost in the bush, but not have to spend a week doing it.
Sean loves the Strathbogie Ranges, but he particularly highlights the Strathbogie Tableland and Mount Wombat.
The Tableland is a relatively undiscovered jewel in the crown for central Victoria, maybe for all of Victoria. It's the only location that the Hume Freeway had to deviate around because of its sheer bulk and mass. Once you get up there, you're like in a natural wonderland. The forest, Strathbogie Forest up there is gorgeous. The views from various mountaintops are just spectacular. And Mount Wombat is probably the most popular one of the most popular tourist sites in the area, I would say.
Okay.
It's also got a great, it's got the local fire lookout there, so you can go up and have a chat with the fire watchers there and hear all about what's going on in the region.
You should encounter a lot of wildlife on your trek. Look out for koalas, kangaroos, wallabies, wombats, echidnas, and if you're lucky, you might even spot a platypus. Sean, who lives next to the Seven Creeks, has mapped 60 walks in the Strathbogie Shire.
I also do cycling. I'm in the process of adding
cycling to us.
Numerous rides. Yes, I do all of them. Well, it's a passion, and I want people to share it and enjoy it.
Now, returning back to Greytown, Sean reveals that it's a really good place for bushwalkers who are also interested in Australian military history. For a start, Greytown is located at the northern edge of the Puckapunyal Army Base, but there's also a lot more to the town's military story.
In World War II, some people might know, there were internship camps across Australia, and one was at Greytown. It predominantly housed prisoners from the Cormoran destroyer, which was a German battleship that sank HMAS Sydney. The survivors of that wreck were interned there. Their job while they were there was to cut firewood for Melbourne and otherwise be prisoners of war. So the remnants of the footings from the buildings and the latrines, even some of the double-stranded barbed wire enclosure are still present on the site. You walk around there and you get a real sense of what it must have been like. And the other feature of that site is that you can do I think it's about 4 kilometre walk, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
And you can include the Greytown Cemetery, which is a great historic cemetery because it's got the graves of a lot of the diggers. This was also a goldfield site. Greytown ballooned into a really decent population. You just can't believe there was that much activity going on there. So you could walk to the cemetery and then you can loop your way back through the gold diggings and then get back to the Greytown Prisoner of War Camp. So it's a great little walk. And if you want to take it further, you can do a mountain bike ride up to the bushwalks up to Melville's Lookout and Mount Black and get in amongst all the Xanthria, the grass trees up there, and the incredible views from the top of those mounts. So that Heathcote Greytown National Park in its own right is a place you can spend a week riding, walking and just exploring. It's just extraordinary.
We've only just scratched the surface in this podcast, so for more information, just click on the info button under this podcast profile on the Storytowns app, and that'll take you to the Victoria Walks website.
You can really come up here and probably walk for most of the year.
Just make sure you carry all the right equipment, food and water, and be aware of weather conditions. Happy travels, everyone. I'm Jared Pickford. This has been a Storytowns production in partnership with the Strathbogie Shire Council.
It's time to wake up to sleep at the Footy Winks Stock Take Sale and save up to 50% off store-wide. Save up to half price on leading brand mattresses, including Serta, King Cole Chiropractic, Sealy Posturepedic and Tempur, as well as bedroom furniture, kids' beds and more. Don't miss the chance to get up to 50% off store-wide. But hurry, the Footy Winks Stock Take Sale is on for a limited time only.
Sponsors Footy Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
Country roads are abundant with wildlife, including kangaroos, wallabies, deer and wombats. Colliding with any of these animals can cause serious damage and or injury. These animals are most active during dawn and dusk, so if possible, try to avoid driving at these times. If a collision with wildlife is unavoidable, maintain control of your vehicle and avoid swerving, as this could result in losing control. Apply the brakes firmly and remain in your lane. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Goulburn Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we will be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
The 2022 Neatline Homes Shepparton Gold Cup is back, and this year it promises to be bigger and better than ever, with totally free admission. That's right, this year entry is free for all. Why not make it a night out for the whole family, with something to do for everyone? There will be live music, jumping castle, face painting, food bands, and of course, all of the thrilling action-packed harness racing, including the Neatline Homes Shepparton Gold Cup. Contact the club for dining packages and courtesy bus, or simply come along on the night for your chance to win the $1,000 cash prize giveaway. The 2022 Neatline Homes Shepparton Gold Cup, Saturday the 15th of January.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.